Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Penn State fans, you can always find all of our podcasts online on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download our app, Keystone Sports. If you don't have it, you're not doing it right. You can find that in the App Store on your phone. There you can find all of our content, as well as our tab to ask your questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. As always, we've got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Oh, I can't even say my last name. Joining me in the studio is none other than Bob Flounders. He's Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bob, how are you?
Andy, the spring is the time to iron out the kinks, even when it comes to pronouncing your own name. So yes. Don't sweat it. Just make sure it's right by August.
Thank you. I'm so glad Ross wasn't here to hear me mispronounce my own name, because I'm pretty sure I would get crucified on that. But speaking of Ross Tucker, he'll be back, and he'll join us shortly for the final three segments of our show. We're going to kick off this week some news and notes. Quarter number two is Tucker's Tape, now brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com, powers quarter three. And we'll close out with spring stories and look at the impact of Mr. Buzzy KJ Hamler, the talk of spring ball so far, is having at the wide receiver. And we'll look at Penn State's depth there. So, Bob, let's start with some news and notes. Were you up at the media availability earlier this week?
Wouldn't miss it. Yeah. Would not miss it.
Yeah, is that a tent that they have up there that you stand in front
of? No, so it's a Haluba Hall, so it's inside.
But they have like a white tent in
there. Oh, yeah, there's like a little backdrop. There's just a little backdrop. So
okay.
When Franklin's on all these videos, you see.
Right.
Whatever they want you to see.
Looks like you're in a tent because the weather in central Pennsylvania this spring has been
splendid.
Awful.
Best spring ever.
Yeah, best spring ever.
As long as it's right for the blue-white game and the fans, I think it's a win.
What is that, April 21st?
Yep.
April 21st. Mm-hmm. So let's start with news and notes. We got plenty to talk about. James said that there is a position change for Micah Parsons from middle linebacker to outside linebacker halfway through the spring, true freshman. And he also thinks that Ellis Brooks' impact at the middle linebacker position is another component of that. This just isn't a 100% complete reflection of Micah. So it looks like you've got Ellis Brooks, Cam Brown, Koa Farmer, and Micah Parsons are sort of the quartet that's in linebacker. Other than, you know, they got a couple of the true freshmen, Nick Tarburton and Jesse Luketa. But what is the thought process for you behind such a quick switch for Micah Parsons?
Well, a week ago, James, because he gets asked about Micah a lot. He gets asked about the freshmen a lot.
Yeah.
And so it's been nothing but a Micah fest for most of winter conditioning and start of spring and, you know, stuff like that. But he did say last week, he said, now, just so you know, Ellis Brooks is ahead of all those freshmen. So that started the dominoes to fall. So we're at practice, very limited practice watching. And they're out there. And Micah is at outside linebacker and Brooks is at middle linebacker. And I said, pickle, they moved him. And they kept 13, who is Brooks, in the middle, and they had Micah flanking him, and he looked a lot more comfortable. And so then after James meets with us and Greg had asked him about Zach Kuntz and Micah, and he had some interesting things to say about both. But when he came to Micah, he talked about how fast he is and how great he is, and he said, but you know, he's still not comfortable in his stance, and there's times where he's a bit of a freelancer, and
yeah,
he will run to the ball and maybe not maintain sound gap responsibility, and he's like, you're like, oh no, oh no, oh no, yes, yes, yes. And that speaks to Micah's athleticism. And he said, oh, by the way, we've moved him to the will position. And so he didn't necessarily talk about Brooks this week, but I think the fact that Brooks was ahead of him and they're trying to get all their athletes on the field,
right,
and he's got a year of experience. So to your point, Penn State has two box linebackers. It's the middle linebacker and the will. Koa Farmer is actually the strong side linebacker,
right,
but he is out in space.
Right.
They use him in coverage quite a bit. To me, it speaks to, I think that Micah is going to play this year. I don't think they're in a rush to get him, to force him to do anything. I think they have to rein him in a little bit because he just wants to go get the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, the great ones want to do it. LeVar did it. But I do think, don't forget about Cam Brown, and I think they have a little bit of time to get him ready to play. And this might be the best spot for Micah long-term as well, especially if Ellis Brooks and some of the other guys, whether it's Jan Johnson or Jake Cooper, if those guys can hold down the fort, get the calls right, get the defense right, I think Micah makes more sense on the outside than on the inside.
Yeah, well, we'll get Ross Tucker's tape on this when we kick off quarter number two, because I definitely want to get we definitely want to get what Ross thinks about this and get his two cents on it. But I do think, you know, experience-wise, yes, this linebacker core is severely lacking in that. But from a talent perspective and options for the coaching staff, I think you should not be worried necessarily about this position in 2018. Yes, experience matters, but experience only matters, as Joe Moorhead said, until the talent gets experience.
Right.
And then it doesn't matter how much experience you
have. Yeah, the more interesting thing is when they're in the 4-2-5, who will be the two linebackers on the field?
Yep.
Will Micah be one of them? Was Cam Brown ready to be the guy?
Yep.
It's going to be a fascinating spring and August, I think. And we might not know the real answer until the very end of August.
I don't disagree with you one bit. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we are presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. We're kicking off our show this week with quarter number one. We got plenty of news and notes. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. Let's talk about the tight end position. There's a lot of names floating around to replace Mike Gesicki. You don't replace Mike Gesicki, you move somebody else into the tight end position, I think. After what he did over 3 years, I don't think you necessarily think you're going to replace him. And I still think this is a moving target on a lot of fronts in the fall. John Holland, Nick Bowers, Danny Dalton, Zach Kuntz. But I think this is a huge navigation position for the Penn State coaching staff.
Yeah.
This week they're not lacking for options, but seems like it's becoming a more and more difficult minefield to navigate for them to start getting a feel for what they want to do.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like they're trying to encourage Danny Dalton. You hear Trace McSorley talk about him. He was actually a guy that the strength coach, Dwight Galt, talked about after the weightlifting session. So here's my take on that. If you have a lot of tight ends you're mentioning, then you don't have one tight end.
You don't have a tight end.
Right. And that may take a little while, but I mean, John Holland has certainly had some chances to step up, and he is not the guy that people are mentioning for whatever reason. I don't know.
Was he participating in pads?
I have not seen him out on the field a lot, but we're only getting 7 or 8 minutes of practice. The other thing that's complicating things is Tommy Stevens is hurt right now.
Right,
so whatever they're planning to do with Tommy and maybe use him on the field, they're not showing it. Why would they show it? But he's not even doing anything.
Right.
So they got to talk about somebody. So apparently Danny Dalton is the early leader in the clubhouse. We'll see. Zach Kuntz is a guy that I really think needs a redshirt year.
Oh, definitely.
And I think that I'll be curious to see what he looks like at this time next year, because he is 6'7", and he is whatever they list him at, 240, something like that. He probably needs to get into the 250s.
At least.
And he needs to learn how to be a more physical player. So Danny Dalton, I think, is the guy for the moment. But I think that could change. And maybe he has been this talented all along and has just been slowed by injuries.
Right.
We'll see. But I don't know that they have their guy yet.
Yeah, and I mean, you think of Zach Kuntz, you know, 4 months ago, he's playing the likes of Trinity and Camp Hill and Boiling Springs.
Yeah,
and
always the best athlete on the field.
Always the best player on the field, and this is different. A redshirt year would just serve him so well. But Nick Bowers, it's just like cricket land. And we know that guy is an athlete, but you just never hear much about him. Now, we know there was injuries. He was injured last year, and injuries have dogged him a little bit, but you're not hearing anything about this guy at all.
I think there's a theme with James Franklin. He wants, before he buys into a player, he wants to see them on the field practicing for a while, even if they're a little dinged up. Like, are you injured or are you hurt?
Right.
He has talked about some young offensive linemen that have been slow to step into starting roles, and I think part of the issue has been nagging injuries. I think we know who we're talking about. Michael Mennett is one. So I think the college staff wants to see guys that can kind of gut through some things, play a little bit dinged up before you commit to them, because you have to be able to count on the players to play when they're not 100%. Mike Gesicki, if you remember in that Indiana game, we can question his blocking all you want. He took that shot to the ribs, and I thought he broke something.
Yeah.
And he played the next week at Northwestern at like 50%, but it showed you the progress he had made as a tight end. And even though he wasn't 100%, they could count on him. I don't know that they have that guy yet.
All right, let's keep moving on. We got plenty of news and notes for you. Let's talk about safety. Penn State's replacing eight guys on the defensive side of the ball. Both safeties are gone. We had the Lamont Wade was sort of phase one of the safety clarification picture. Lamont Wade position change. Then it was Nick Scott. So you kind of figured that was the Malik Golden, Troy Apke, next guy whose position change, it fits. They've been down this road before. And now it's Garrett Taylor. Tell me what your thoughts are on that. And do you think they have like maybe a wealth of riches at that position that's kind of hidden?
Well, a couple of things have slowed Garrett Taylor. He had a serious knee injury at high school. He was thought of as much or maybe a little bit more than John Reed coming in. But he redshirted because I think the knee wasn't 100%. He got hurt a little bit, I think, his redshirt freshman year. They moved him to safety. There's no question he's a big defensive back who can cover. So, again, can he stay healthy? It sounds like he's been healthy in spring. James said separated himself. That's all you need to know. They value experience more than anything at safety. They use Malik Golden. They use Troy Apke.
Right.
They have two experienced veteran players that they like right now. He said if we had to play a game Saturday, there are starters. It's their job.
Nick Scott and Garrett Taylor.
It's their jobs to lose.
Right.
It surprised me. I didn't think Garrett Taylor was in the conversation. I thought it spoke more to Lamont and also Jonathan Sutherland. But again, Aaron Monroe is missing time, and he referenced that. I'm assuming it's an injury, but if you can't count on somebody on the practice field, you're never going to advance on the depth chart. And right now, good for Garrett Taylor, because I've always wanted to see what he can do. We've never had a chance to see it, but that, to me, qualifies as one of the surprises of spring.
Yeah, dude, if you're injured, sorry, right now where Penn State's at, you're getting lapped to a degree in some cases.
Injured and hurt, just to make the distinction, like how bad is the injury? Tommy Stevens is obviously hurt.
Correct.
Or injured, I should say. But if you're a little dinged up and you're not out on the practice field, well, you don't have no chance to develop.
Yeah, the last thing is, and this is really good news for Penn State fans. I'm just going to John Reed, if they had to play tomorrow, could play. He will. I think he's going to provide a great value for them this season. He could play right now. Don't expect to see much of him in the spring game. That'll do it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. GoPSURV.com is a new sponsor. Join us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.